Come and see how grateful we should be to our teachers who impart us their sacred lights and dedicate their souls to the good to our souls and accustom us to reach the heavenly pleasures, the sublime gentleness and pleasantness. Our sages have already said, you have not a generation without such as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hello everyone, hello world Kli, the closest people, the most beloved people in all the world, the souls, the points in the heart, the desire to bestow. We have met today for the gathering of friends, and our topic is the most important thing, the most exciting, most moving thing, and the most inexplainable thing in the heart of a man. It's our teachers, from whom our path started, with whom we walk on this path. And they are the pipe that will take us forward. For that, I'm asking everyone, just like we discussed this morning in the morning lesson, let all the disturbances and all the thoughts and all the desires that we have, let's rise above them. Let's rise above them. Let's help one another to be as one man, as one heart, because we can connect to our teachers only as one man. Otherwise, they don't receive us. We have to build a kli. We have to be together in order to be students of Kabbalists. Please, Rav's clip.
The teacher is there in order to direct you to the Creator. He has no other role.
It's like Bala Sulam. He writes something about it, about the teacher.
So you need to respect, let's say, that I'm the teacher. You need to respect me. How much? To the extent in which you need in order to adhere to the Creator. And by what do you need to hear me? As much as I talk about that. And direct you and aim you, and that is what you need to accept. And to that devotion, to me, to the extent to which I direct you to the Creator, you're dependent. And then you succeed. One who wants to hear what the teacher is saying and executes it towards the Ten and to the Creator. You won't find in any place in Bala Sulam or Rabash where it's written about the teacher. It's always the group and the Creator. The teacher is kind of a guide who stands beside them and explains to you which way to go, like a teacher in school, like a father and mother, like the kindergarten teacher. They're all in order to develop you and direct you towards your way in life. The same thing with the teacher. But here the teacher, meaning you, truly must be equipped by him. You have to scrutinize what he's giving to you, and accordingly you'll advance.
So make yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend. This is our work. And we saw in the video before the room where Rabash used to sit, and it's hard to believe how from that little room we have now the world kli, the Israeli kli, our congresses, dissemination, how everything was built and started there, and all this thing was created, the thing that we can connect around and also disseminate forward. And one of the things we learn from Rabash, from the principles of the assembly, is to start with the praise. So how not to start with a workshop and an exercise in pairs. Rabash writes, the gathering of the friends begins with the praise of the society. So let's divide into pairs, and each one will share with his friend praise and gratitude for the society, that Bala Sulam, Rabash, and Rav Lightman are our teachers. Again, each one in turn will share with his friend praise and gratitude for being in the society where Bala Sulam, Rabash, and Rav Lightman are our teachers.
טוב, נהרי, אתה שומע? לא, אני לא רואה שהייתי.
Okay, נהרי, do you hear? I don't see that you're with me. In short, we received the microphone in order to talk in praise. Exercise in pairs. All the friends speak in praise and gratitude. I don't know how to say it already because I can't read, but the privilege to be on this path to learn from our teachers, Rav Lightman, Rabash, and Bala Sulam, in truth, to start talking about that. First of all, you immediately lose your words. You don't know where to start from. You don't know what to bring forth and how to express it. The heart begins to immediately kind of overflow because you are reminded by all the years on the path and how thankful you are and filled with gratitude you are and how your life is divided to the time before the path and after. I don't know, it seems like one of the things that is most moving when you think about it which is how great the friends are, the greatest of the generation, how wonderful they are, and they're part of our lives. And when we meet in a convention, you see thousands of burning points that are so amazing, and they all came from the Rav. Every single one of them has some little part of Rav. And we're actually truly like all like pieces, like excerpts of him. It's like we have nothing spiritually. Rabash, Parasulam. So it's kind of like we have no concept or ability to depict or understand the responsibility and privilege we have to learn from these giants, who are not just the forefathers, the founders, but they're the ones who are moving forth the general correction.
Praise and gratitude. If I'm thinking about it, then yeah, the entire chain of Kabbalists is what created this reality for us. But we don't have such a grasp in it. To some extent, you begin to have a grasp in Baal Sulam. He's like the national pipeline of water. Baal Sulam and Rabash are like, they built this adapter for us that will allow us to draw a few drops of water from this pipe. And Rav Lightman, as you said, first of all, he's opening to us what Rabash is saying with Baal Sulam. He's preparing us to receive what they're talking about. Without his explanation, you're not even close to grasping anything of what they said. And as you said, we're all here Rav students. We're all here because of Rav. And when you teach in campus, you, especially at the beginning, you present yourself as a student of Rav Lightman. It took me a while to be able to say it until I understood that every word I'm saying, everything I'm thinking, everything to do with my spiritual development is all from Rav.
Dear friends, we're going to sing a nigun that Baal Sulam wrote for us, and he simply wanted us to sing it together.
La 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 la
Who's Baal HaSulam for you?
Baal HaSulam
for you.
Baal HaSulam.
Hope. That's the reason for which I can hold on to life.
He's a pipe. A pipe of light. And this is a big pipe.
He saved my life. Because of him, I'm here.
He's our spiritual father.
Baal HaSulam is... It's as if when I met him, it's as if someone took all the thoughts I had all my life and arranged them into one.
Baal HaSulam, you can't say in 10 seconds Baal HaSulam, because it's a person that includes inside of him, he is all of reality there is, and this reality and the upper reality.
For me, Baal HaSulam is the system of Adam HaRishon. He's teaching us how to be like him. That's it, thank you. Thank him, thank you.
Dear friends, I was asked to say who Baal HaSulam is for me, and I was never so pressured to talk before the society like now. My whole life I seeked, I read, I looked at the world my whole life to try to understand what it is, where it comes from. And when I was in high school, I started to get interested in science, physics books, and I didn't understand that I'm truly seeking what life is for and where it all started from. Time goes by, and another book, another thought, emotions rise, a sense and a sense in life. And somewhere in my 20s, all of a sudden, Baal HaSulam arrived. And when I started to read these writings, Erez was with me also at the time in Los Angeles when we discovered this book together. I don't know how to tell you what exactly happened in our heart. It opened up. It was freed up. It took on all the answers to all the questions, all the frustrations that accumulated throughout my lifetime. And at that time of joy and happiness, I also got these nerves. Where was this my whole life? Where was this hiding? This is what I've been looking for since high school. And also in all those science books, I always liked to look for the holes. Where's the scientist wrong? Where is he not complete? And when I tried to approach Baal HaSulam in such a way, you see that there is an answer to every question. It's whole, it's perfect, it's there's no holes. It's all of creation from the beginning to the end inside of this thing. The light inside of this thing, he wrote what the Creator wanted us to know. It's like there are no faults. And he writes it with such love and concern, like a father, sometimes with anger, sometimes with threats if you don't do it, like a true father that's educating you. And simply, I understood that's it. It has to go out to the world. And I started to meet with my friends of back then. And in truth, other than Erez, no one heard. And no one understood what I was so excited about this and what I want from them with this whole Kabbalah thing. And I didn't understand why they don't hear me. Until after many, many times and many frustrations, I all of a sudden understood that I was privileged, merited to hear what's there. That only individuals were given the opportunity to hear and understand what's inside. And that's why I received it. And before that, I wasn't ready. I wasn't capable. And when that concept came down, that my ears were capable of hearing at that moment, and my head and heart could understand it, I also understood the responsibility that it's a role to pass this onwards. That this is not allowed to sit in me and with my friends, for us to sit and enjoy it. Just because we understand something there, our life has to be devoted and dedicated to passing this onwards. And I am thankful for every moment we've been privileged to do this together. The great friends who all of us have been privilege to hear what's in these words and to take this responsibility, and we're going to run with it forward. L'chaim.
Baal HaSulam tells us in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, Maimonides has already given a true allegory about that. He said that if a line of 1,000 blind people walk along the way and there is at least one leader amongst them who can see, they are guaranteed to walk on the right path and not fall in pits and obstacles, since they follow the sighted one who leads them.
And now, dear friends, we have to touch something very special. We always hear from our teachers, from Baal HaSulam, from Rabash, from Rav, about the importance of dissemination. And we're asking, so what is really dissemination? So there's a very clear definition. Dissemination is telling the whole world about the greatness of the Creator. The greatness of the Creator in the whole world. So let's hear our news edition about the greatness of the Creator in the world.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning here in the BB studios in Petah Tikva, Lior Gur
and Dudi Aharoni.
And this time, a special news edition about the least familiar places where the wisdom of Kabbalah dissemination is starting.
Iran, Persia. Dissemination is brought in Persian language, or in Iran itself, and in the Persian communities around the world. This dissemination is happening through the telegram infrastructure, and it is the wisdom of Kabbalah is growing, and this department is using a Facebook page in Persian and is getting a lot of interest and is translating books. What about Kabbalah lessons? A friend from Turkey is going to doing translation live of the lessons into Persian.
Ethiopia, a wide international team is working to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah in Ethiopia. The first phase, it happens in English in order to put together a first seed of students. In parallel, the Facebook page in Amhari and the written material receive a great deal of interest and warm responses in Ethiopia and outside of it. You thought Ethiopia will be without translation of the morning lesson? You're wrong. Soon we're going to start morning lesson translation to Amhari.
India, we won't keep you in stress for 1 second. Yes, the daily lesson is now available also in Hindu. Our beloved, lovely, smiling, sweet friend Shamir Gazaksar is going to bring the charm of the wisdom of Kabbalah live to the half. Namaste, Shamir, to India. And we are having our Facebook in Hindu, having a lot of likes and warm likes. And the greatest thing in the dissemination in India so far, the first friend who joined watching on a regular basis to the morning lesson, another billion Indians are on their way.
And pay attention, we cannot say too much about dissemination in Arab countries for known reasons, but let's just say that dozens of friends from Arab countries are consuming our content regularly, friends from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and more. One of those special friends, Ahmed from Egypt, took the study a significant step forward and joined the 10 of the African clique.
Turkey. In some way, our big sister is Turkey, of all those places where the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah is still in its first stages. A model for success. Our reporter, friend, and dear soul went to speak to Mutlu Meydan to hear what the secret of the charm of dissemination in Turkish is. Let's hear.
Something we, like all world groups, we started from scratch. There's nothing there. To see things develop throughout the years, you just don't have the words to explain. But I look at every friend in the Turkish Kli, it's like a little diamond in the crown. Currently we've got about 150 people in the community. And some of them are more active, some of them are less active. Some of them just like to be around us as well. So we have all kinds of circles within that group. But we also have a lot of people following us from the outside. For example, we've got like 2,200 people on YouTube who are subscribed, and they watch the learning lessons, education center lessons all the time. So we have a lot of people also watching us from the outside. But the main group is like, we've got two tens, men's group, and three tens of ladies. We have a lot of books. We have more than 40 books in Turkish. And we have a really amazing website. And we have the Rav's Facebook, Twitter, the Turkish group's Facebook, you know, the YouTube channel. We've just like pretty much all over.
Wow.
And a lot of friends ask me this question, you know, how come the Turkish group is so growing, they're so strong, and they've got everything, and they're building everything, and so on. I think the only thing I can say as a secret that some of you may not know is the consistent education center that carries on.
Our dear friend... our dear brother, forefather of the nation, Avi Ventura, thank you to everyone. This is BB News Edition. We wish you all a week of connection, arvut, and dissemination.
This Nigun was written to us by Rabash, also so that we can sing it as one man. For you.
Rabash feels like father, like he talks directly to your heart, directly to you. He feels like a spiritual father.
Rabash is our teacher's teacher. Everything that we get through our great Rav, we're also getting it through Rabash, and through him, all the other Kabbalists. L'chaim.
When you don't feel yourself, but you feel the friends dancing in your heart, and you feel them, and you feel the Creator, and nothing else.
Every sage, every great rabbi that I've read, heard about, is, I see Rabash's face on them. That's Rabash to me. He's the whole Torah in one face.
Rabash is our teacher. and our Rav bringing this wisdom from him
is the basis, is the foundation for me to understand Kabbalah and to advance spiritually.
To me, Rav Ash is the grandfather of my heart, awakened heart.
How do we How talk about Rabash?
Speak about Rabash. When I came to the wisdom of Kabbalah, I had a similar story to Danny's. I discovered Baal HaSulam, and I was immensely impressed by this amazing person. And when I had the privilege of starting to translate the writings of Rav Ash, then the first sensation I had was shame. How didn't I understand who this person is to this day? How could I miss the wisdom? How could I miss the huge teacher, the gentleness that is in this man? When he takes you at the beginning of an article and he is leading you slowly and explains and explains and explains, and suddenly when he comes to the main point, he places a mirror before your eyes and he shows you who you are. But at that point you cannot run away. And that's how he teaches you. Without any harsh, bad words. It just takes you on an inner journey. And when I finished working on the social writings of Rav Ash, I couldn't hold myself. I told Rav about my shame, that I didn't understand who he was. And when I said that, Rav's eyes were filled with tears. And I have to say here that what you discover when you work on the writings of Rav Ash, when you read them deeply, you discover who's our teacher, Rav Lightman. That he's not a separate entity from Rav Ash, he's a continuation, an extension. It's not his successor. He's a part of him. It's an organ that carries out the dream of Rav Ash. Rav Ash only wanted the whole world to know, and our Rav is doing it with such loyalty, infinite, absolute loyalty to his teacher. And everything he is teaching us is written in the writings of Rav Ash. And Rav only explains to us. We can't read Rav Ash and understand him without hearing Rav, who is explaining it to us. And we were merited to hear those three titans, Baal HaSulam, his son Rav Ash, and Rav, who takes the two of them and presents it to us on a silver tray. But it's not for us. It's so that we would present it to the world. This is our role. If we want to be an organ and part of those souls, we have to be the successors, the extension, and disseminate, as Marek said, the greatness of the Creator in the world. This is our role. All we have to do is see what amazing parents we have, Baal HaSulam and Rav Ash and Rav Michael Lightman. That we would only be rewarded with being their students. And by that we'll also make them happy. Thank you.
And friends, we're going to connect in circles and answer this question. How can we strengthen even more the connection we have with our teachers and thank them for all that they've given us? How can we strengthen our connection with our teachers even more and thank them for all they have given us?
To strengthen the connection with our teachers, it's only by realizing their advice in connection, first of all, inside the center of the ten, in annulment, in raising the greatness of the friends, asking for them, turning to the Creator. And out of that, also the necessity to, or the obligation to go out.
And everything we receive from our Rav in the lessons, we need to constantly use it every given moment of our lifetime.
Yeah. And also with the feeling of responsibility, feeling of this role, and not for us, not just for us, as out of the role that the friend spoke about, has to go out. We have to use it so it will go out.
Yes, and remember all the time the intentions, and that Rav is reminding us that all our actions we have to do with the right intentions and with the right efforts.
Here we have to feel the responsibility, truly see how they are aimed at the same goal of connection, to be as one man in one heart, and to see how we come back to it. Also, when we're not in the lesson, we're not doing duties, to constantly doing return to the same intention.
Yeah, this is the real way to thank them, for us to always be in the right intention, for the intention for bestowal, for us not to forget what's written for us, what we've inherited from them, and not forget that intention throughout the day, to continue their ways, actually, to be a pipe and take what they've given us and disseminate it in the masses.
And in order to strengthen the connection with them, we have to do it together. It's not something we can do externally with our mind, with some external understanding. It's actually to rise to the spiritual degree from which they are writing to us, and this is something we can do only in the condition we have such a web of connection between us that we hope to attain, to discover, and be with them together in it.
And we see what environment we have. It's the most powerful environment. And all we need is to strengthen the incorporation, integration together, and to ask for the Creator to help us. And let's go.
Yeah, and out of that, he discovers to us another layer in the writings of our teachers. You understand? But it doesn't matter how many times you read the same articles and look at them, there's always something new in them, something different, something you can go deeper into and deeper in, until you can reach what the friend said, which is that point they spoke of.
Ain't Israel
We have the privilege to talk together because we're going to do it together with you and all those are here, because this is the teacher that we have here and now. He is the last part of the chain. This is our Rav, Rav Lightman, which we got to know because of his desire, because of the force he gives us from all of his teachers and from the Creator, and we got to know him through the friends. This is the giant message. This is the immense force, which is our dear Rav, who is for me and for each and every one of us. Because I can't talk about myself without Rav Lightman, about my feelings if I don't adhere to what he's teaching, which is through my friends. And I want now to take my whole heart and all the love that each and every one of my friends and brothers has, and to explain to our giant Rav that he's here now with us at this given moment, and that we want longingly to bring him contentment, just like children want to bring their parents content. I would like us to pressure him, just to grab him like we grab our father, like we grab our teacher, maybe the teachers that we don't have right now, but the Creator is giving us this giant man, and he wants us to be together, for us to be united, and this will be the answer of how to bring him content. There are many, many stories for each and every one of us. The smile of our teacher, of our Rav, this inner attempts and also the greatness and seriousness on the counsels that he gives us how to advance, and what huge giant brothers I have that adhere to him and talk with such wisdom about this. And I have no doubt that this giant man has observed his role in a giant way, that the Creator, through this long chain that he sent us, I feel at this moment the immense, huge unity between us all. No one is outside. We're all inside, connected as one man at this moment, connecting this chain together and respecting this teacher who has done everything in a clear way for this generation, for this heart, which is sometimes hard, difficult, but also soft. And he feels the connection between all the friends. We are truly, truly privileged to merit having him, for the Creator to keep him for many days, for a long time, for us to be able to be capable of accepting and receiving all that he's capable of giving us, and to be the pipeline to the extent in which we will be connected. Thank you to our teacher. Thank you, thank you, thank you, in the name of all of my brothers and everyone who hears him every morning. Our work is equal and worthwhile to all the efforts and all the cries and prayers to the Creator, all the work that he's done for us and for us, and we will continue to do this as good sons. Thank you for all the efforts. L'chaim, dear Rav, and dear generation, L'chaim from all the heart, from all of your students and the whole world, thank you very much. Thank you for everything, for all my brothers, for being together with me, brothers. L'chaim, brothers.
From Baal HaSulam, Shamati 99. A person has the choice of going to a place where there are righteous. One can accept their authority, and then he will receive the powers that he lacks by the nature of his own qualities. He will receive it from the righteous. And this is the benefit in he planted them in each generation, so that each generation would have someone to turn to, adhere to, and from whom to receive the strength required to rise to the degree of a righteous. Thus, they too subsequently become righteous.
Лихаем дне Барух!